This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, a group of municipal leaders is making the case for more transportation funding in the state. We'll learn more about that coming up.
First, the Obama administration today issued guidelines to public schools to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms that correspond with their chosen gender identity.
The Departments of Justice and Education sent a joint letter offering guidelines to ensure that, quote, transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment.
The administration has been in a standoff with North Carolina's state government over its controversial bathroom bill called HB2, which prohibits people from using public bathrooms that don't correspond to their biological sex. Here's U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch speaking about this earlier.
Now let me also speak directly to the transgender community itself. Some of you have lived freely for decades, and others of you are still wondering how you can possibly live the lives that you were born to live, to lead. But no matter how isolated, no matter how afraid, and no matter how alone you may feel today, know this, that the Department of Justice, and indeed the entire Obama administration, want you to know that we see you. We stand with you. And we will do everything we can to protect you going forward.
Megan Casella joins us now. She's a breaking news reporter for Reuters. She's been following this issue. Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Megan, can you sum up what exactly changed, or what is the Obama administration advising schools to do in this announcement?
So the Obama administration is really giving a sign of solidarity with the transgender community, and they're saying that schools that receive federal funding, so public schools throughout the country, have to allow transgender students to choose the bathroom of their choice, the bathroom that they most closely think matches with their gender identity, as opposed to the gender that they were assigned at birth. And they're saying that to these schools, if they want to keep their federal funding, that this is the way that they have to treat transgender students without violating federal law.
Right. This announcement doesn't exactly bear the force of law, but it does put federal funding at risk for schools, maybe even whole states, I guess, if they don't follow these guidelines. Is that right?
Right. So the guidelines themselves, you know, the White House emphasized today that it's just a guidance. These are suggestions that the White House said, you know, schools had wanted and that they will welcome. But, you know, there's an implicit threat there that if schools decide not to abide by this, if states decide not to abide by this, then, you know, the administration says that they can threaten that federal funding because they're then violating federal law and they are discriminating against this group of students.
Yeah, what are the grounds for this? You mentioned a violation of federal law. What laws are they pointing to in the Obama administration behind this?
So they're pointing to Title IX. And, you know, it's a longstanding law, but this is the first time that the administration has spelled out that transgender students are included in that law. They're saying, you know, that this is a civil rights case, that this is another gay rights case, that, you know, these laws are already in place, but their interpretation now clearly says that transgender students are included in this and that they cannot be discriminated against under that law.
Now, this comes after some back and forth with the leadership in North Carolina over their bathroom bill, as it's been known. Can you give us some of the background on what's been going on between the federal government and North Carolina state government?
Right. North Carolina first passed a law in March that, among other things, said that transgender students or any transgender people in public buildings and in schools had to use the restroom that corresponded with their gender at birth. And just earlier this week, a week ago or so, the Justice Department sued North Carolina, saying that this was a violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And North Carolina pushed back. And so, you know, the state and the Justice Department are now locked in this federal battle over, you know, over whether or not this law can stand. And the Department of Justice told North Carolina this week that they were just inventing a problem where one doesn't exist. So it's interesting to see how that will move forward. It's sort of a case study in that that was the first state to pass a law such as this. And the administration's move today seems to be directly a response to what we saw in North Carolina and what other states have started considering.
Talking to Megan Casella from Reuters News Agency. Looking at this guideline announced by the White House today to departments, Justice and Education, offering guidelines for schools when it comes to bathroom policy and some other items, especially as it concerns transgender students there. You've been tracking the response from states, Megan. North Carolina, not the only state with a stake in this right now. What kind of things are you hearing from governors and other officials?
So governors, lieutenant governors, attorneys general in particularly Republican-led states were quick to speak out against this. In Texas, they said, we don't mind if you want to threaten our federal funding. We will fill the gaps. Otherwise, you will not bully us into abiding by this sort of law. We saw that similar things in Alabama, in Arkansas. And so, you know, these states are saying that this is a federal overreach, that there's no constitutional basis or no legal power behind the administration's argument that schools and states have to abide by these regulations. And so it's really, you know, everyone's gearing up for a fight, it seems, and it'll be interesting in whether the Justice Department will ultimately sue other states the way that we saw it did in North Carolina.
As you mentioned, the case by the Obama administration is that these bathroom laws saying students have to use the bathroom of their biological sex, their sex at birth, in effect discriminate against transgender students. That's not the argument coming from the states you're talking about or an effort to pass a similar law here in Wisconsin. What is the argument in favor of these bathroom bills from the people sponsoring them?
Those in support, primarily Republicans, are saying that it's a safety issue, particularly for young women and girls, are what you keep hearing brought up as a defense of the law. In that, they're saying a man who identifies as a woman and walks into a women's restroom then could hurt or, you know, somehow endanger women and girls who are in that restroom. And so that's sort of the argument in defense of it, saying that this is a safety thing. This is by no means discriminatory.
This has been a hot issue, not just in the state and federal government, but in the public at large. A lot of people weighing in on this. And you tried to, at Reuters, you tried to figure out what American people are thinking about this by conducting a poll. What kind of results did you get?
We found that Americans are pretty split on this. It was about 44% of them that we polled thought that people should be using the bathroom that corresponds with their biological gender, whereas about 39% that it should be the gender with which they identify. And given the margin of error and, you know, that we had a sample size that obviously wasn't everyone in the country, that it chalks it up to be about equal, that people really are divided and not sure yet how it's going to pan out.
Of course, we have a presidential race going on now. Have candidates been weighing in on this?
When the North Carolina law was passed, we saw Hillary Clinton say, absolutely, this needs to be fought back against. No one should be discriminated against. And then just today, we saw Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, had a little bit of a softer tone than many of his Republican counterparts. And he was saying that he didn't yet have a personal opinion about the law, but that at this point, it should be left up to the state. And he said, yes, of course, everyone has a right to be protected, but kept emphasizing that the transgender community was a very, very small portion of the population. The White House has said this is much more than just about transgender rights, but Trump emphasized that he thought it was, you know, a very small portion of the population and that at this point it should simply be a state's issue.
And people in states backing these laws have said, okay, the White House is making a mistake here. We're hoping for Congress and the courts to weigh in. So what are the next steps in the federal legislature, if any? I don't know if any action is going on there, and in the courts.
At this point, it'll be interesting to see how things do progress. You know, what the White House put out today was simply guidance and doesn't have legal implications. But if states move forward with concrete laws and pieces of legislation the way that North Carolina did, we might see the Justice Department move forward with more lawsuits against other states trying to fight back and saying that you can't discriminate this way. So at this point, it's going to be, you know, which states fall into line and decide to abide by this guidance and which ones really vehemently fight back. So it'll be interesting to see how that does progress.
I mentioned that there was an effort in the Wisconsin legislature in the previous session to pass a bill people viewed as similar to what was in North Carolina that didn't end up coming to a vote. We had the sponsor of that legislation on the show saying he would bring that back in the next session. As this is all going on the national level, people watching North Carolina, do you see other states maybe passing similar laws of their own?
Some states are. Some have talked about it, and some have already done it. It was in Mississippi where they have passed similar legislation that was viewed as discriminatory by gay and civil rights groups, gay rights, civil rights groups. And other ones, I believe, including Missouri, have considered it, and it hasn't yet made it out of committee, or it's currently stalled or was shot down. That was Tennessee and Missouri that considered similar measures. So it is something that, you know, I think the White House's move today was sort of a way of them getting out before more states may, you know, follow suit and say, listen, this is our position on this, and any further action you take to violate these laws might, you know, bring a counterforce, counterargument.
We've talked some about state responses, state leadership responses to this advisory, this guideline from the White House. How about those civil rights groups you mentioned and groups that advocate for LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans? Have they been responding to this announcement today from the Department of Justice and the Department of Education?
Absolutely. They've been celebrating it. You know, the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU for one, was one that came out and said the guidance would help make students feel free to bring their whole selves to school, that they could really be themselves. We saw similar responses from the Human Rights Campaign, from most of the big names that you hear, but everyone thought this was a great show of support from the administration and a big step forward for them.
And Megan, briefly, as we wrap up, it sounds like the next step is going to be in courtrooms around the country.
It will depend on what states do, if they decide to totally defy the administration and enact further laws, then you're probably going to see some countersuits by the Justice Department.
Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Megan Casella. She's a breaking news reporter at Reuters News Agency.
Coming up, Wisconsin's transportation network is aging and becoming more congested, and state municipal leaders are calling for more investment from the state legislature. We'll learn more about that after the news. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come here on Central Time. By the way, thanks to everyone who pledged during our brief three-day spring membership drive. 1,600 people made contributions to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks. Stick around. There's more to come on the Ideas Network.